This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting taking place this afternoon. Janai Purnima and Gai Jatra festival to be limited to formalities and death toll in North Turkey floods rises to 31. Now the news in detail. The Central Working Committee meeting of the ruling Nepali Congress is taking place this afternoon at the private residence of Party President Sir Bahadur Dewa in Branilikantha. Chief Secretary of the Nepali Congress, Krishna Prasad Paudel, said today's meeting will fix new dates for the convention after the suggestions received from the Central Committee members. A fire broke out at the VIP room of Bharatpur Airport office this morning. According to airport authorities, the fire is said to have been caused due to a short circuit. Bharatpur Airport's information officer Pusklal Sharma said fire was put out immediately at 7 a.m. He said that the fire was brought under control with the help of a fire extinguisher in the premises. Sharma said that the VIP room was completely damaged due to the fire. He said that the details of the damage could be ascertained only after a technical team arrives from the central office. A man died in an ambulance accident in Rolpa today. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police, District Police Office, Rolpa, Naresh Raj Subedi, the deceased has been identified as Om Prakash Gharti of Madi Village Municipality 6. DSP Subedi said that the accident took place at Madi Village Municipality 2 at around 3:50 this morning. The accident took place at Madi 2 Kholbang of Shahid Marga Road section while returning from Bairahava. One person has been injured in the accident. The ambulance fell about 700 meters from the road. The Gai Jatra or Saparu festival, which falls on 23rd August this year, will be celebrated in Bhaktapur only as a formality. Mayor Sunil Prajapati said, considering the risks of COVID-19 infection, Bhaktapur municipality had decided to celebrate this year's Janai Purnima and Gai Jatra festival only to meet the formalities. At the gathering, cultural gurus and representatives of cultural groups associated with the procession said that as the risk of corona infection remained high, this year's Gai Jatra should be limited to formalities like the previous year. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said that the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudarpashchim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. A huge search and rescue operation is underway in northern Turkey after flash floods along the Black Sea coast killed at least 31 people. Kastamonu province is the worst hit area, accounting for 29 of the deaths. Two others died in Sinope on the coast. Floods triggered by torrential rain caused some buildings to collapse, smashed bridges, closed streets with wrecked cars and cut power supplies. This month, Turkey has also had to battle huge wildfires in the south. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited Kastamonu on Friday and attended a funeral for some of the flooding victims. The first U.S. troops are arriving in Afghanistan to help diplomatic staff and others leave as many countries scramble to evacuate workers and citizens amid a rapid Taliban advance. On Friday, militants captured Pul-e-Alam, capital of Logar province, just 80 km from the capital, Kabul. The UN chief said the situation was spinning out of control with devastating consequences for civilians. More than 250,000 people have been forced to leave their homes so far. Police in Nicaragua have raided the offices of the country's main newspaper, La Prensa, which has been highly critical of President Daniel Ortega's government. Photographs on La Prensa's website show riot police entering the building and boxes of materials being removed. Journalists said internet access and electricity were cut during the raid. Police said they were investigating allegations of customs fraud and money laundering by the newspaper's managers. On Thursday, the paper said it was having to suspend its print edition because authorities had refused to release imports of newsprint. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress Center Working Committee meeting taking place this afternoon. Janai Purnima and Gai Jatra festival to be limited to formalities and death toll in North Turkey floods rises to 31. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.